Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
All right, I'm back. I get distracted by the apps and pizza and George Kiffenhan.
Yeah.
And Mark Rachetel. Richard, just so I can do a little bit of this, is George Kiffenhan, the George Kiffenhan.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And of course, Mark, you know Mark. We were talking about Mark before the show.
Mark and I go back many, many years, as well as Mark's mother.
That's right.
Now I'm really aging myself.
Distant family relationship, actually.
Yes.
And, well, this isn't like a reunion or anything, folks. If folks who are just tuning into Monday Night Talk here, this is one of our final segments, of course. Before we say goodbye, give Richard another chance to plug his road race. You're a runner, aren't you, Mark?
On a good day.
Yeah, yeah. Don't lie.
I'm more of a biker.
You're more of a biker. I was going to say that.
I don't do anything.
No, you shoot awesome videos.
Thank you.
That's what you do.
There it is.
That's what you do. George is no stranger. George was here. We had this big sports love-in, like...
Yeah, Kerry Byrne.
Kerry Byrne, Jerry Thornton.
Fitzy.
Sean Silver.
Fitzy Stevens.
Fitzy, yeah. Well, Fitzy was by phone, though.
Yeah, he had to call in from New York.
I know.
He's so important.
It kind of is.
We're filming another one in a couple weeks, so.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
And of course, this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about tonight.
Sorry.
We're just kind of, you know, getting acquainted because I can tell you, the stop sets in between the segments are just so short. I mean, I wish they could be like 10 minutes long. You know what I mean, Jesse? Jesse knows. Jesse's definitely on board. Of course, Jesse's going to talk because I don't have my headphones on, so you're going to talk to me, right?
Now I can.
I can't hear you either because of the damn headsets.
I got nothing.
The headsets are an issue, so... but these guys are here because they're part of an event that's going on with the Plymouth Community Theater, which Mr. Mark Rachetel, I think, has something to do with. They got you as the media contact. Is that what they have? Plymouth Community Theater announces the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. What the hell is that?
The Spelling Bee is actually our spring production going up for 2 weekends, opening on June 10th at the Spire Center for the Arts. And this
10th to the 19th.
10th through the 19th.
I read this.
2 weekends, 6 shows, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Spelling Bee is a Tony Award-winning modern American musical that is sharp and witty and leaves you laughing in the aisles to the point where you probably forget half the show anyways.
We get the right guy right here.
Well, this is the improv character right here.
Yikes.
Multifaceted show.
Listen, I was in Annie with this guy. This guy rocks.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Rooster.
2004. Kevin, that's the year Tachi and Kiffenhan came together, finally.
Yeah.
produced by another Rachetel production, too.
One of the first, actually.
Absolutely. That was right.
I had like 4 little roles.
Yeah, but this show is amazing. It's about 6 kids in the spelling bee, played by adults, and the humor in it. It's not something like Monty Python where you have to really be into that humor. This humor gets up and slaps you across the face. It's so funny, and the cast in it is just absolutely spot on perfect. They are so funny. Nathan Fogg is the director who directed us in
Annie.
2004 is Annie.
Another flashback.
Full circle.
Absolutely. But it is so funny. I play the moderator of the Spelling Bee, Vice Principal Douglas Panch, and Mark plays the comfort counselor of the Spelling Bee.
For the kid who spells the wrong.
Yeah, it's the kid who spells
who's
the
wrong. Doing his community service, Mr. Mitch Mahoney. So basically, we play the adults.
Yes.
And there's another played by Kristen Trudeau.
Tremblay.
And she is playing the moderator, Miss Rona Lisa Peretti.
Yes.
And so it's us three adults with 6 children.
Yes.
About 12, 13, prepubescent age. And they are working their way through the county spelling bee, trying to make nationals in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And along the way, we learn a little bit a little bit about them and the pressures that they go through in life. And as George said, the humor is just is razor sharp. And the irony, the thing for me that really draws me to the show is the music and the writing. The harmonies are tight.
Absolutely.
And it also kicks you kind of in the
heart. You get your song on in this or what?
What's that?
Do you get your song on in this or what? Do you
sing? I sing? Yeah, I have a couple songs where I explain the spelling bee rules. Mark has a couple nice songs where he plays a very biblical character. I'm not going to ruin it.
I've seen him do Shakespeare. You can't ruin it.
It's brilliant. But the characters are so spot on that they are those kids on ESPN who we've seen in those spelling bees who, you know, spell the word with their hand and with their foot, and you can tell their parents are putting so much pressure on them. Although the humor is razor sharp, there's a lot of heart in it, and that's what struck me. It's so funny and so much heart. There was some kid, this kid Ricky DeSesto plays this character,
Leaf Coney Bear,
who comes to the spelling bee wearing a cape and a helmet. There's this girl, Morgan Campbell, who I think she's 19 years old in real life, and she is possibly, she talks with a lisp the entire show and believes that Caitlyn Jenner is going to be the next president of the United States in the show. But she is Morgan's probably the most brilliant 19-year-old I've ever been around. So talented. I think she could be on Broadway now if she wasn't in Plymouth.
But you know what, though? There are enough of those people on the South Shore when it comes to theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, very true. Richard, do you want to add in?
Well, no, I was just curious if you guys actually watched a spelling bee the other night on ESPN.
I didn't watch. I've seen them all before.
I couldn't pronounce half the kids' names.
No. First of all, you could pronounce the kids'
right
names.
There.
I watched this. My daughter was watching it, and so I had to watch it.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
It was like...
There it is.
That's half my lines.
This kid was 11 years old and forgot more than I'll ever know.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
It's amazing. Yeah. 11 years old. Well, he actually won. There was co-champions. And there's spelling words that I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, out of 50 words, I think I knew one of them. And I could actually spell it, but it was pretty ridiculous.
They have words like strabismus and these ridiculous words with these ridiculous explanations. And I have to use them in a sentence. And the sentences that my character uses are so insulting and so not appropriate.
But do you have to put a nice tone on
it? I don't. No, I say it so dryly, like... I'm just reading what it tells me to read, and it's so wrong.
And that's actually another aspect of the show, in so much as when the writers sat down and put it together, they actually wrote this part almost as for an improv comedian.
Yeah. Right.
So it's
he's
not,
a perfect guy for it.
This role is not so much musical theater as much as it's more improv comedy, and there are those improv moments with the cast and with the audience that George is kind of free to step beyond the fourth wall and have
right.
and take that humor just another step further. Another aspect of the show is that we actually have audience participation.
Yes.
So along with the six spellers, we invite up four guest spellers to participate in the spelling bee. And
are they also
not actors?
Not
they are
actors,
given
yeah.
words. They come up on stage as if they are participating in the spelling bee.
What are the ages? Do you have
any audience member that wants to volunteer? Lisa Rona Peretti will go around, and she will when the audience is coming in, she'll hand out information cards. Have audience members who want to participate fill them out, and then we bring them up on stage. And they participate
they're
in the spelling bee.
Yeah, they're on stage during the show. They're given real words, and they have backstories that we give them, and it's a lot of fun.
That's ridiculous.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That is
and
pretty
on
cool.
each night, what we're doing is we're having some celebrity guest spellers, and we've actually got a couple confirmations. One in particular from 95.9, Mr. Rob Hakala will be down.
That's perfect.
And also we have Mr. Scott Smith from the Old Colony is in. And I don't know,
yeah,
maybe...
Print media.
I'll get Tachi in. Tachi, you'd be great.
You need a... Another guy to be a part of this.
Well, hey, I'm the other guy from those stuffed Pats fans.
I know,
video, so I get
that's
it.
That's why I said that.
We need another other guy.
We need another other guy.
Okay,
there it is.
There it is. But Rob Hackle would be perfect. Rob is he's got that. He's almost like you, but not as good. But he, as far as he's got the humor.
Sure.
I mean, you listen to him in the morning, and Rob is there's a little bit of shtick in there, but you got to be listening.
Yep.
You know, when he and Lisa are going back and forth, and they're a dynamic team. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying because I got to work with them, but they're pretty good. Richard, do you want to add something?
No.
And there
I
is.
Just want to ask. No, I'm not.
I thought you want. Did you want pizza? We do have McGuigan's Pub pizza.
I appreciate that. Just
Jesse, you know. Anything else that we want to let folks know? Maybe. Pricing, I mean, is this general admission seating?
It's general admission seating. It's $20. and 18 is a ticket pricing for general and for students and seniors. And we also have a community collaboration with the restaurant right around the corner from the Spire, the
Driftwood.
The Driftwood Cafe, whereby your tickets from the show get you a 10% discount at the Driftwood Cafe up to 2 weeks after the date of your ticket.
That's fantastic.
So the issue is the fact that, you know, Driftwood is a quaint location, and the Spire seats about 200, and we don't want to over flood the restaurant. So Matt, the owner, was gracious enough to allow us to let the patrons exercise that discount for up to 2 weeks after date of show.
How is the Spire? Give folks who've never been to the Spire, give them kind of a mental,
sure.
You know, verbal tour.
The Spire is iconic New England church steeple on the horizon. You walk in, it's a standard auditorium. It splits in the middle, and it's still the feel of the original Methodist church that was built there. Stained glasses on either side.
So it's vintage.
It is vintage. And actually, the history is such that the building was built in 51. Methodists sold it at some point in the modern, I want to say, 60s, 70s, to the Jewish congregation that was in town. And then they ended up having two facilities, and they wanted to move out of the space for the Spire on 25 and a half Main Street, and they sold it to the Community Preservation Fund for the town of Plymouth, who now is leasing it to the Spire.
Well, it is fast becoming the go-to place for entertainment these days. Mm-hmm. Every time I turn around, I'm hearing about great entertainment taking place at the Spire.
The production value is phenomenal. I mean, the quality of the sound system that they afforded for the space is top-notch, and the lighting is as good as you're going to get in the space. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time.
I'm just curious if we can talk about the performance on Friday, June 17th.
Friday on June 17th.
Yes, and I'll explain that. That is the quote, dirty language.
There's always one in the audience.
I'm just kind of curious.
There's always one.
So basically, just by the icon of the spelling bee and the fact that they're children, or it's supposed to be children's spelling, sometimes people confuse a show and think that it's a children's show. And it is not a children's show.
At all.
I would say it has a decent amount of potty humor in it, and maybe 13 and up is a good age range. And so what they did on Broadway is they developed a night where
Kids aren't allowed.
Well, not so much kids aren't allowed, but they took the improv a little bit further, and they called it Dirty Language Night or Triple X Night or whatever
good
that was.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And we actually put a warning, as you saw on the flyer, so that way people can know that, you know, if they don't want to go to that limit with us, then they can, you know, refrain from coming. But those who do...
Yeah, our usual words are going to change that night. Our spelling words are going to get a little different that night.
Tweak them a bit.
Script's going to change a little bit. But can I give a shout-out to the cast who is in it?
Please do, yeah.
Kristen Tremblay, Rocheteau, of course. Ricky DeSisto, who's brilliant. Jose Merlo, who's a very fantastic music director as well, is playing Mr. Barf. Or as he will correct us throughout the show, Mr. Barfay, as he likes to be called. Kevin 14, CJ Hawes, Lisa McDonough, who's an award-winning actress, as I said, Morgan Campbell. Just completely all fantastic, spot-on, perfect for every role. And Nathan Fogg, who you've worked with, Kevin.
Absolutely.
A few times. So
fantastic
and
guy.
And also our music director, Nancy Sparklin, is doing a wonderful job.
I was going to ask, some of the folks behind the scenes, where it's building sets, costumes, do you want to mention lighting? Do you get a Gaminsky in there somewhere?
Patrick?
I mean, who do you got?
I have a Gaminsky Padawan by the name of Mr. Phil Grenier. He's actually the Spire go-to guy for lighting. Patrick Deserzak from ProSound is going to be working on a sound system.
I liked how you worked it on both sides of your. That was good.
You have to slide it around.
It's
to get
a
it
DZ, Zerzak.
He didn't do it so well. He did it. I was like, radio doesn't give you that visual. But
yeah, it's really, awesome.
The ever brilliant Jen Spagone, as you know, is on costumes.
Who doesn't love
and Mr. Brian Willis will be helping us with set. And it's
of
funny
course.
Because the show itself on the technical side is surprisingly, is not that technically difficult. But as far as the show itself, it's very precise.
Intricate. Absolutely.
All right. This is your chance to get up to the plate and swing for the fences. You got 60 seconds to get your word out there to the folks who are listening in regards to the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the Spire starting June 10th.
So the mantra that I've been using when I've been handing out flyers and talking to people is, if you like to laugh, and laugh hard, come on down to the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the Spire, presented by the Plymouth Community Theater. Two weekends, June 10th through the 19th. We do have two Sunday matinees, Friday and Saturdays at 8 o'clock. And make it a destination, dinner in the theater with the collaboration with Driftwood Cafe for 10% off. Mm-hmm. And it's a night out in Plymouth.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting to work with Tachi again at some point.
You're doing it right now, brother.
I know, kid.
You're doing it right now. Nobody can top those videos that you and Fitzy do, though.
Well, Rashito and I are going to try to... We're working on the Special Olympics fundraiser at some point towards the end of the summer. So,
how's your daughter doing, by the way?
She's doing excellent. Thank you. She's she just won two gold medals.
Awesome, like, seeing her, some of the work that she's doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're very blessed. Mm-hmm. We are very lucky. And I'll tell you, she came to see Susicle at Massasoit. And Mark Rashito brings her upstairs, gives her the tour, that's and awesome. Treats her like a queen. So
she's a good kid.
So we're working on a fundraiser for her Special Olympics team that Mark and I will be co-producing, hopefully at the end of the summer.
Well, if there's anything that I can do,
I was gonna say maybe at the end of the promotion in July, we'll stop back by.
Yeah, right on. Absolutely.
But I mean, you guys can hang and have some pizza. Richard's gonna kind of take the helm for a moment, and we're giving Richard an opportunity to folks who tuned in late, just to remind them, again, you don't necessarily have to be a runner. Again, this is all going to a great cause, the McGuigan's 5K annual road race, going to local charities, right?
Right. It's our 7th annual McGuigan's Pub 5K. It starts at noontime on Sunday, this coming Sunday. The weather forecast looks great, 72 degrees, no rain. All the money does go to local charities. We've given about $25,000 away in the last 6 years. A lot of people have benefited from it. We have a great after party with a DJ and a free beer to every runner. A free beer to every runner. I mean, it's worth signing up for the free beer.
Hey!
A t-shirt to the first 300. And we do have kids divisions, 10 and under. And
yep.
We started that a couple of years ago because the amount of young kids that were running in the race. Mm-hmm. We have on-stage theater singing the national anthem at the beginning of the parade, at the beginning of the race. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be fun. And I once again want to thank you for having me as your co-host.
You do a great job.
Well, I try hard.
You do better than Rossi. Rossi sometimes. He struggles.
Where's Rossi? Where's
Rossi? He's flood insurance or something.
He called me up. Yeah. He's been to Whitman once.
Once. How long have you been in existence?
He didn't go to McGuigan's, I don't think.
No, he drove by.
He drove by.
That doesn't count.
He didn't know where it was when I talked to him the other day.
That doesn't count. He just drive by. Just stop and have a boot of beer.
Correct.
You can't do that. And they come in two sizes, right? And they're two different boots.
Yes, there are. 17 ounces and 35 ounces.
You only know that by going through the door.
That's correct.
It's true.
Our beer boot was featured on Phantom Gourmet, along with our lobster salad roll and several other things, but they did show the boot.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have t-shirts that said, I get the boot at McGuigan's. So, you don't have one of those?
No.
Oh, we're going to have to change that.
I got to get one. What colors do you have, though? I'm a t-shirt guy. Look at me.
They're white with the picture of the boot.
It's obscene. Full of beer. My girlfriend's already threatening to bury half my t-shirts on me. I got that many t-shirts. Like, I go to Disney, I'm about the t-shirts.
Me too.
You can never have enough t-shirts.
No, never. Never. No.
Did you see the new Belichick one? It's just Belichick's face and it says, let's party underneath.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. I got to tell you, but as far as with McGuigan's Pub, we thank you guys for being a fantastic sponsor of this particular program. There's a little bit of a loving going on here, isn't it?
A lot of love.
Now, when was the last time you and I been to McGuigan's Pub, Mr. Rush?
I want to say it was probably about a year and a half ago.
It was a year and a half ago?
About a year and a half,
Wow.
We'll have to go back.
I thought it was sooner. You and I have talked.
We've talked.
Because I told Mr. Rose, I says, we've done lunch at your place.
Yeah, we've done that lunch there a few times, actually.
A few times. We've been there 6.5 years. You need to come in more than a few times.
I take the girlfriend over there. It's like date night.
Although
I will say
McGuigan's is on our rotation for after shows at Massasoit.
See that?
Yes, it is that, I know.
We come in and we hang out and have a good time out
there. What do you like to have when you go in there? Is there a specific thing that you go for?
Well, it's funny because you actually turned me on. Is it the fried pickles?
Yes.
Yeah, you turned me on to the fried pickles. So when I go in, and actually my
Whitman sampler,
the fried pickles.
Clever, at McGuigan's. Whitman Sampler.
Good time.
I like standing at the end of the bar. You know where I stand. And you can tell people that have never been there before because they walk over and want to know where the bathroom is. And before I tell them where the bathroom is, I'll say to them, where the hell you been? We've been here 6.5 years. How can this be your first time in? And it always brings a smile or whatever to their face. But no, the Whitman Sampler was is very good. Actually, I think there might be a couple of fried pickles right in here, Mark.
Oh, really?
There right there?
Yes, there are right there.
Look, after I finish my pizza, I'll be right over.
He's definitely enjoying it. Jesse, anything that you want to... I don't know how I'm going to be able to hear you, Jesse. Oh, I just heard me.
I could just scream from here.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now. Oh, nice.
So you had a chance to sample the pizza.
I did, yes. It was good. And I had, I think, the bangers and mash, if I remember correctly, when I was actually in there.
Wow.
Is that something that's
another
on the menu?
Another guy who found the way
that's
to...
That's on the menu, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did have that. And it's a great place. If you're in Whitman, go by. And you'll deliver all the way to Marshfield?
This actually is the only place that I do deliver to.
It actually is.
And Kevin thinks that I bring food just to be a good guy every time I come, but
I wouldn't
get dinner otherwise if I didn't bring food, so it's really a good cover.
Last time I was here, you had McWiggins here.
There you go.
When we had the Sports Lovin'.
Mm-hmm. And I listened to you that night.
That's how memorable it is.
We had the Sports Lovin'. I had to provide McGuigan's Pup Pizza.
And we were all wrong about our predictions. We all predicted
Carolina.
There's
two people who are right, though.
The guys at the end.
Silver and it might have been someone else. Lumpy.
Yeah, none of the guys I knew.
None of the key guys.
So is Kerry not doing the Herald article anymore?
No, yeah, he is.
Yeah,
did he take a position? I thought I saw something that
something big happened to Kerry this weekend. I saw it on Facebook. I want to say
that's when news happens. Facebook. Kerry
and
J.
it has
Burt.
To be true if you saw it on Facebook.
No, I think he's still doing the. I still think he's doing the Herald thing. He's got a bit. He's locked into to Alba up in the Quincy area.
That's what it was.
It was a city of Quincy.
Yeah, it was a city of Quincy.
City of Quincy he's doing something for. Yeah,
it's possible.
I think. Yeah,
very possible.
I don't know. You want to spread rumors about Kerry?
Not on live air.
I'm serious. Let's do it.
He's a great guy. Let me tell you.
He's awesome.
And he was here too.
Yeah, he got the ball rolling on that story about my daughter that the terriers and the
that was a great story. Tell folks who did not have a chance to see it on local Boston TV.
My daughter actually plays
hockey.
My daughter has special needs. She plays hockey for an elite hockey team, a local hockey team that's comprised of these elite hockey players that are young boys. And they kind of took her on as their own, and the coach, a fabulous guy named Marty DeCourcy, really wanted her to be a part of this team just so the boys could learn from her as she learns from them.
Yeah.
Kerry and I were talking after he did the piece on Fitzy in the Herald.
Yep.
Thought that, wow, this is kind of a story. Let me forward it on to the Herald and to Butch Stearns. And they took, and it was the...
With Stearns.
Yeah, it was the top trending story in the Herald. It got, like, thousands and tens of thousands of hits on the internet and was shared by a ton of people.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like,
it
oh
was,
my.
But it was a great story.
And you
though.
Don't
that's
realize
really cool.
that
it was a great
that's
story.
And it's been going on for 2 years, and it's like, oh, my... You know, wow, it's been happening for 2 years. So it was no big deal to these kids. And then all of a sudden, they're going to the bean pot and sitting in the luxury box and holding the bean pot, and they... mind blown, you know, for these kids. But they're such good kids, and they deserve it. And hopefully we'll get them to come to Spelling Bee, too.
That would be awesome.
Not on Friday night.
Not on the 17th of Friday.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have. Mr. Rashto, you got co-hosting duties coming up soon.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Summer's wide open.
You Georgie in on this, too.
All right, okay.
What do you think?
Right.
On Friday the 17th.
Maybe Friday the 17th. Seeing that it's called Monday Night Talk, I don't know if that'll happen. But
right on.
We'll see what happens. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Richard, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing the great food. I thank all of our guests. And until next week at 6:15 p.m., have yourself a great evening. Mm-hmm.